T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Giants win 3-1 over the Colorado Rockies. Nice way to get the home series. They got 5 more games at home coming up, 2 more with the Rockies, then the Reds come to town. That's what the San Francisco Giants are doing. What the Golden State Warriors are doing tonight is getting ready to take on the Washington Wizards. Wizards coming to town tonight, and this is the rare NBA game that is pretty much a track meet with a basketball involved. This is going to be up and down the court tonight. There's no real doubt about it. Both these teams play at the 2 fastest paces in the NBA. The Wizards are number 1. The Warriors are number 2. And if this year is going anywhere, these are the handful of games that the Warriors got to find basketball working for them in. Or this year's just, you're going to be an also-ran. You're not going to be a playoff team. Here it is. If you're looking for the fork in the road, you have found it. The Warriors have the Wizards tonight, followed by the Rockets. They got the Thunder and the Cavs. Denver Nuggets are in that group of 5 games, too. 4 very beatable teams and the Denver Nuggets. For the last 6 games of the Warriors' year to matter, and when you look at the schedule, you can't help but notice, you'll even hear Fitz talking about it tonight, like, the last 6 games of the year, they're all at home against some beatable opponents. That's where the Warriors really got to take advantage of everything to cross the finish line as a playoff team. They'll have that opportunity with 6 of their final games all being at Chase Center. Well, not if they screwed the next 5 up, they won't. This is it. For those 6 to matter, these next 5 got to come in at 5-0, 4-1, no worse than 3-2. Now is the time to start playing the better basketball that Steve has been looking for all year. It's time to you-know-what or get off the pot for the Golden State Warriors. They're all out of runway. They're all out of, well, come back next week and we'll have a better week. No, here it is. Let's go.
You need to put that on a T-shirt.
On the flip side of that.
Just a picture of you sitting on the can.
Not even on the flip side, actually. I think what I really mean is another way of viewing this. Because you're right. This could very well, certainly if they struggle to 1-4 in this 5-game stretch, that hurts their playoff chances big time. And clearly going 4-1 puts them in really good position as far as the play-in tournament goes. Beyond that, it would just be really disappointing if this team, at this point, pretty healthy, with a supposedly improving James Wiseman, can't beat the Washingtons and Houstons and Clevelands of the world. Those teams are not good. I never thought the Warriors were a top 5 team in the West this year. Never at any point after the Klay Thompson injury did I think that. But I didn't think they were a bad team. You know? And if you start losing, and again, it's not just those 4, it's a lot of the rest of the way. You get Washington again. You get Minnesota. You get Houston again. You get Sacramento. If you don't win the bulk of those games, you're just not as good as I thought you were.
Yeah, no, you're telling on yourself.
Yeah. So go win them, you know? Prove that you are. Look, again, very few people thought you'd be anything better than a 6 seed coming into the year without Klay Thompson. But prove to us you're at least not worse than an 11th seed, right?
Well, but that's the funny thing. As bad as they've been over the last 17 games, nobody behind them has made any ground at all. New Orleans is struggling. Sacramento's struggling. Oklahoma City's struggling. Well, Oklahoma City stinks. But, you know, they may back into the 10. That's how bizarre this year has been. The Warriors are, you know, they are every bit a 24-27 team for all the reasons we have, you know, enumerated time and again. But nobody's making a run on them.
I mean,
and that.
Yeah.
The only team around them that has played winning basketball is Memphis. And now, you know, they're three games behind the Grizzlies. You know, maybe they can catch them, but, you know, Memphis looks like it's figured it out. But San Antonio's come back to them. New Orleans hasn't closed the gap. Sacramento looked like they were going to be a half game back. Now they're three games back. It's just, you know, they may end up being a team that goes, you know, 35 and 37, and they still end up the 10 seed.
Yeah, but, well, a couple things. First of all, you're right that no one in that group, you know, absent the Grizzlies, is distinguishing themselves. But, you know, just to the simple snapshot, they're 5-5 in their last 10 instead of 3-7. And if the Warriors keep being 3-7, they will fall behind even those mediocre teams, right? I mean, that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I, you know, you're right that they could end up 35-37 in the 10 spot, but also 35-37 from here is above 500 basketball. So that's going to require beating all these bad teams. That's what it's going to require.
Sports are the best reality show on TV. We do not know how this is going to end, so stay tuned. We do not. It's the only show on TV where you really don't know how it ends before it begins. Even reality shows. This is why Top Chef is legit, as far as I'm concerned, because Top Chef, like, you can see how it happened. Like, that person goes home for that, that person stays for that, and you can see it all. And that's why I like that show. Speaking of new reality shows, guys, there is a reality show that is coming
finally to
HBO that, if the three of us were cast in it, our name should be Loser, Disqualified, and Had No Chance in Hell. Would you like to hear about the premise of the show and what you need to bring to the table?
Are you kidding me? I've been waiting for this all day.
First of all, I know you'll know about
this.
That
speaks to your day.
I know you know about this, Matt. So let's just start with Ray. Ray, okay. If I said to you, what's Magic Mike? Could you explain that?
Isn't that the porn film?
No. It's not that, but it drifts into that lane, shall we say.
It does not. Have you seen it? If you've seen it, it is not porny, but Ray is actually referencing the right film. I'm quite certain.
It's not porn, but it's a male review, and they're male strippers, and that's what the movie's about, with Matthew McConaughey and who's the
Joe Manganiello.
Channing Tatum is the lead. Channing Tatum is the meathead, yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, my wife
fun movie.
Loves
I believe
it.
Soderbergh is the director.
Women love it to the point where that movie became such a cultural touchstone that they now have a male review called Magic Mike in Las Vegas. And there you go. Like, it's a male review. So that brings us to the reality show that we do poorly on. The Real Magic Mike is coming to HBO Max, produced by the people who brought us Holy Moly, which means Steph might be involved. We could have gotten on, fellas. I don't know if he was going to get us on the Holy Moly course, but we could have tried out for maybe Magic Mike. What they're going to do is let contestants bear. I'm going to read right from the press release. The contestants will bear their souls and more as they evolve their bodies and learn how to perform spectacular routines and develop a new level of self-confidence. As they strip off their clothes, they will rid themselves of emotional baggage and regain their mojo, but only one will be the real Magic Mike.
I'll tell you what, I don't appreciate you counting me out of that.
You got no shot.
Competition.
Here's what
Hold on. Read it again. Read the first sentence again.
They will bear their souls and more as they evolve their bodies and learn to perform
spectacular
routines.
There it is. That's all I needed to hear. This is teaching people, not using people who already do this. So, like, it's going to be a bunch of guys who look like us at the beginning. And the question is, who can get into shape and learn the craft the best, right? I'm saying I got a shot. I'm not saying I'm a favorite, but I'll go, and I got a shot.
You got a lot of
And if they haven't casted yet, I'm available.
Yeah. I would say that your show's nickname will be Uncasted. No chance.
No, but seriously, they're casting guys like us. That's the whole point, I would guess. No?
I mean, guys like us is probably a wishful thing. They're going to cast the guy who was a bodybuilder, let himself go for like the pandemic and is still, you know, even though he's 25 pounds fluffy now, he's probably ripped underneath his one layer of I just got fat. I don't think this is for eternal fats, which I wouldn't say you're an eternal fat. Ray and I are eternal fats. You're not there yet, but you're on your way.
I'm just going to say one thing, and then I'm getting off this topic. If you make me watch even a fraction of an episode to discuss it the next day, do not be disappointed when I tell you no.
No, we're not. We're not going to be watching this. This is probably going to be the only time on the show it gets brought up, unless, of course, Kolsky is cast, at which point we'll be leading shows with
Kolsky,
it.
So. What happens when you win, though? Because they're looking for the next strip show star. So if you win, are you going to be a stripper?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. If you win, Matt, you are a you're basically a man of the night. Because this person will have to move to Las Vegas. You will win cash prizes and earn the opportunity to perform on the Blockbuster, in the Blockbuster Magic Mike live stage in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're looking at this all wrong. If I win, I'm the man of the night.
Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
If you win...
Come on, man.
If you win, you are going to utter the sentence, Joey, I know you want us to get to the hospital in time for the birth of my child, but I've got the midnight show.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someday. Probably not, but maybe someday. That's you know what that sounds like to me, Ray? That sounds like a problem for future Kolsky. Now Kolsky is just ready to get his mojo back and shave off some of these pandemic LBs with a nice pole workout, you know?
There's only
Jesus God.
There's only one real advantage to a future in which Matt Kolsky is on the pole stripping on behalf of the show. Think of how often we need a dollar to go get a Coke when we're all back at the station. Kolsky's going to be dripping in $1 bills. $1
bills. I'm going to be the go-to guy. Absolutely.
He's going to be what in $1 bills?
Dripping in $1 bills.
I don't want a Coke that bad, ever.
Yeah, good time. By the way, let's give everyone a chance to win $1,000, and you're not going to have to take your clothes off for any of it.
It's a
Splash for Cash contest. Text the code word DESTINY to... It is not Matt's destiny to be a male stripper, but the code word is DESTINY to 72881. DESTINY to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more. Check it all out at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. By the way, what would the public outrage and blowback be if there was a show on HBO where they were casting female strippers?
Oh, I bet that show exists. Maybe not
on
HBO.
There was a show. What they used to have, the Cat House or whatever that was, where they would go up to the Bunny Ranch. That was good family entertainment. By the way, speaking of a male stripper's body, have you guys seen this Nick Bosa workout video?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Dude.
Are we talking Instagram here? Is this Insta?
Nick Bosa is looking fine, dude. He lateral movement is the last thing that comes back when you tear your ACL. This guy is moving laterally fast. He looks good. He's got the shirt off. He's got the quadzillas all shiny and ready to go. His legs look like tree trunks.
Wow.
His back is a V. He's got the cobra hood. He ready.
He's getting sensual.
Well, you know. You better be used to that if you think you're going to have any shot in this Magic Mike contest, being able to turn on the sensuality.
I'm getting ready. You know, I got to prepare myself.
Are you prepared for a little Kolsky's Corner?
Absolutely.
Matt Kolsky takes us back to a simpler time.
Hey, Stella!
To appreciate the pop culture that's aged like a fine wine.
Well, isn't this a fine song and dance?
What are you getting so hot about?
Keep your shirt on.
Where do you get off making remarks like that?
Supposing I say you're a lunkhead.
Well, I ain't much for supposing.
It's time for Kolsky's Corner on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I had a whole golf-related corner ready to go with music that tied into the man at the top of the leaderboard, but we'll just have to save those audio bites for a different time. You can try to guess what golf movie I had chosen for our listening pleasure, because unfortunately today we got the very sad, if somewhat anticipated news that A gentleman by the name of Earl Collins had passed away. And if you don't know who Earl Collins is, I believe I can enlighten you with a piece of music.
Damn right we did it. What the F you gonna do when we run up on you? Messing with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I'ma have to show how easily we blow. Let me find out there's some more that's running with Joe. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my sp- on tapes like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight and you haven't met the apes. Stop. Drop. Shut them down.
Matt Coles, you've been performing at the All Male Review to this song. This is your stage song.
That's right. This is my song. Also, I can't believe I did this, but I was looking at a box score and I gave him the wrong last name. It's Earl Simmons is what I meant to say. Earl Simmons, also known as Ray. Do you know his name?
I do not.
It's DMX. And I would argue that almost everyone who heard me ask that question, with the possible sole exception of Raymond Ratto, recognizes that voice, because it's an indelible voice. It is one of the most unique voices in music history. It's very specific, and as our producer Nash texted me when we were going back and forth about this earlier, he really had us all barking. Before we talk DMX, because I'm sure Damon has stuff to say about this, I also brought a film, because DMX actually had a substantial film career. Mostly in action movies, which I'm here for, but also in one incredibly bizarre film that I happen to enjoy watching very much. I'm not going to tell you it's great, but it is bizarre, and I do enjoy watching it, and let's see if you can recognize this.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Next time the county or the state see me, it's going to be in the back. I'm thinking you was a real dread, man. You scared because you good?
Hold on. You're coming on my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest rascal Jamaican in the United States of America. I run shit. I kill for nothing. And I make lots of money. I deal the business. Don't bring that shit to me. Again. You hear me?
I'm saying, though, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. You know how I get down, dog. I need the shot.
In addition to DMX, that scene has possibly the greatest voice I have ever heard on screen of the Jamaican in a film. Do you know what film that is, Damon?
Is it Cradle to the Grave?
No. A solid guess. Definitely part of the DMX oeuvre, but more in the action flick. And look, I guess this is sort of an action flick as well.
I can name two DMX movies. It's Cradle to the
Grave.
What's
the other one?
Belly.
That's it. That was Belly. Which, if you're not familiar with Belly, this film is directed by Hype Williams, who you may know, almost exclusively,
from
as
Puff
a music
Daddy,
video director.
Puff Daddy Fisheye Lens videos.
And not just Puff Daddy Fisheye Lens videos, virtually every Fisheye Lens video, and a lot of those, like, black
All your Missy Elliott's, Busta Rhymes, yeah.
Exactly. One of the greatest, truly, and if you look, like, his videography for music videos needs its own Wikipedia page because it's that long and impressive. Incredible music video director, and Belly is one long music video with some of the strangest dialogue and plot lines you can imagine, starring DMX and Nas. And if you want a weird, you know, hour, 20-minute long music video experience for a Saturday night, I cannot recommend Belly strongly enough.
Two words, bring weed. Anyway.
yeah, of course. That's implied for all of my recommendations. Also, the song, I think, you know, obviously, I remember that being the first time I heard DMX on the radio, the Rough Riders anthem, and it's also not only the beginning of his career as a superstar rapper, but the beginning of Swiss Beatz' career, who's one of the great producers of the same time period. It was the first beat he ever sold, and Rough Riders is actually his family's record business. His uncle started a record business called Rough Riders, signed DMX. He produced his first beat for DMX at like 16 or 18 years old, and now he's, you know, married to Alicia Keys and inventing the Versus battles.
Not bad. So here's the deal. When I was getting out of high school, getting into college, it was right when DMX was happening. So you couldn't go to a party, you couldn't go to a bar, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing like one of his four or five what became anthems I mean, they really were big, big, big songs.
It's the right word.
He had five number one hits for a rapper in the age of we're still doing this via compact discs was kind of unheard of. And the only reason why it's worth stopping to talk about him today is because what do? We work in audio. And if you work in audio, I think you just, your ear is drawn to unique voices. DMX's voice is as recognizable as James Earl Jones's This is CNN. I mean, his voice is as recognizable as Morgan Freeman narrating a movie. Not a single rapper sounded like him before him. And even though people have tried to imitate that style, no one is ever going to sound like that again. Respect. Respect to someone who is truly an original. And that's why we included him today in the Kolsky's Corner. And there are two other things you need to know about DMX. Number one, he authored one of the single greatest tweets of all time that simply read, "Yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever had garlic bread?" That's an actual tweet from DMX. And a great tweet. You're getting older in life when you're like, yeah, sex, but garlic bread? Come on. That's beautiful. And what most of you do not know is that he was also Santa Claus. And I can prove it. Nash, hit it.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on! Come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph.
You think this is where we would fade it out, but no, you get the whole thing.
Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out weekly, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down to history forever, you go down to history forever, you go down to history. What?
Come on. I mean, I don't know how you and your family celebrate the holidays, but me, we like a little eggnog. We put on the fire. We gather grandma and mom and the kids around, and it's DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's fantastic.
That's the second best Christmas song ever.
Oh, what's the best, Ray?
The best is Christmas in Jail by the Youngsters.
Oh, interesting. You know, choice. That sounds like when we get closer to the holidays, we're going to have to familiarize ourselves with that coming up.
Ray to make us a whole, like, Misanthrope's holiday mix tape.
That sounds like work.
It's just Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah on a 7-hour loop. That's all it is. It's just.
That's you all. Live till you've heard John Cale's version of that.
Yeah,
it
you know
literally
what?
Literally make you cry blood.
You might be right about that. Oh, you might be right. This is we are pretty much at the end of our rope here today. We can tell you that you're going to want to keep it right here because coming up next, it is John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, and Jim Barnett. They're about to get you ready for a little Warriors and Wizards tonight. I know that the A's are getting underway in Houston in a little bit. Obviously, the Giants are going to be back at it tomorrow. We've got Masters happening all weekend, so make sure you enjoy yourself. We're going to get Butler cabined coming up on Sunday. I love getting Butler cabin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, can I get a little tinkling Masters piano? Can I Butler cabin the end of this show today? Let me Butler cabin this bad boy. Hello, friends. We were there when we played the Steve Kerr replay. You saw the Kolsky's Corner pay tribute to DMX in ways you probably weren't expecting. You were also there when Matt Kolsky promised us he would try to become a male stripper. At least that's the way I took it. And you were there when Ray Ratto told you to believe in nothing. It all ends in black. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you to our guest this afternoon. We did not have a guest this afternoon.
And wasn't life better for it?
I want to thank Lucas for working just hard enough to not get fired today. To Nash for pushing all the buttons, including this tinkling Masters theme. which means he can come back on Monday. Lucas, jury's out. We'll see how the Masters goes. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. Stick around. Warriors Live is next here on 95.7 The Game. And please do remember that DMX did indeed do a version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.